Some early critics of the powerful theory of evolution formulated objections such as, how could the eye evolve? What use is half an eye? Well, even modern evolutionary biologists were puzzled by aposomatic coloring, vivid colors that warn potential predators that the animal is distasteful or toxic. Examples include monarch butterflies and poison dart frogs. The other side of the coin is that the color makes these species glaringly obvious to predators. To be effective, the warning coloration has to be present in many individuals. Some will get killed and in the process train the predators to avoid the species. The color changes had to evolve by mutation, and there's the rub. The mutation starts out in one or a few individuals and then increases over generations. When the mutants are still rare, there's not enough training of predators to save the few others. They may all get eaten. Carl Loeffler-Henry and colleagues in Canada and South Korea looked at patterns in the evolution of 1,106 species of frogs and salamanders. Strong evidence emerged that warning colors emerge by mutation in two steps. In the first step, the color is present, but only shows up when the animal is running away or defending itself. It's not blatant, calling attention to the animals as potential prey. The second step of color that's always obvious can only succeed when the population with lots of color is abundant. This has been an outreach activity of the Las Cruces Academy, viewable at greatschools.org.